Chris Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In this program, we talk with the head of Oxfam International, Winnie Byanyima, about the value of women in the global economy. But first, the story of an old professor by Nobel laureate Paul Samuelson.
This old professor who lived alone had a maid, and the maid cooked, cleaned, and mended his clothes. When he fell in love with her and married her, she moved in. He stopped paying her a salary. She became a wife, but continued to cook, clean, and mend his clothes. Everything else in the economy stayed the same, but the GDP fell. A powerful way to show how all this work that happens within families is uncounted, is not part of the calculation of growth, and therefore is unrewarded by public policy.
Byanyima says it's vital to address the economic challenges of women and girls in order to fix the economic challenges of nations. This was the main theme of a seminar called Getting Down to Business, Women, Work, and the Global Economy, held during the IMF World Bank spring meetings. Byanyima and others on the panel called for more action in light of increasing statistical evidence that shows women's contributions to the global economy are invaluable. In fact, the IMF recently released the results from a global review of policymakers' use of tax and spending policies to promote gender equality and made available an online database of gender equality indicators worldwide. But Winnie Byanyima believes it will take more than just well-circulated data to change the current economic models that keep the contributions of women and girls undervalued. She sat down with reporter Jocelyn Frank to talk about the need for systemic change.
Until we have a better measure for economic well-being, for social well-being, we will be just trying to fit women in an economic model where it will never be a level ground for them.
Oxfam has recently done some research that showed that there were two main causes of economic inequality that were also impacting gender inequality. Can you speak to those a bit?
Wealth is concentrating in the hands of fewer and fewer people. Today, 62 people, billionaires at the top, own as much wealth as half of humanity at the bottom, 3.6 billion people. And the reason for that is because economic policies have been really determined by those few at the top working with politicians. That's really what has happened, that governments have stepped back and allowed a bully in the field to have a field day. So until we reform that system and governments can collect the taxes that are due to them and be able to deliver services, infrastructure that benefits everybody, including those businesses, we will not have a human economy. We'll have an economy that works for the few, where women are losers because they are already at the bottom of the rung.
So how does that tax policy reform, how does it impact women specifically?
A global tax system, first of all, that plugs all the loopholes would benefit women in several ways. One, you would have taxes paid by all the rich companies and rich individuals, and therefore governments would collect more money to put into public services, which are critical for women. Because when public services are cut, like education, like health, like social protection, the burden of that care falls disproportionately on women. Girls' education is hurt when you start charging school fees in countries where they don't raise enough money to pay for primary and secondary education. We know, we have the evidence that an investment in girls' education results in growth. There's a direct correlation. But secondly, we want to see more progressive taxation. Regressive taxes are like taxes on consumption. consumption items that are basic that everybody buys in their home, like milk, like salt, like sugar, like soap, everybody pays the same tax. So say, for example, if you're a woman who spends 60% of your income just buying food, and you have not, you, I mean, you earn so little and all your money goes to buy just that little piece of bread and you are paying a consumption tax on it as a millionaire who buys that bread and also buys a yacht and buys whatever. So you see that proportionately, your share of tax is much higher than his share of tax. Consumption taxes burden poor people relatively higher than rich people. In sub-Saharan Africa, 67% of revenues come from regressive taxation, consumption taxes. So taxation is a very important issue for women.
For years, thankfully, there's been an ongoing conversation about the value and importance of women in the labor force. Do you feel like a broken record, or do you feel like we're moving forward, that there's new data, that there's new attention being paid, that things are changing for the better?
No, there's new attention, and that's good. We're really happy that gender equality is an issue here at the IMF. I never knew this could happen. I've worked around the IMF trying to influence its policies when I was a parliamentarian in my country, when I was a civil society activist. And yes, they would listen. But a serious examination on gender in the economy had never been done. Now it's being done. It's not enough, but it is useful. It's good, for example, when the IMF puts out data on numbers of women, the participation of women in senior leadership. It begins to tackle some of the structural barriers. But what Oxfam calls for is a more holistic approach. The evidence that they have now should inform the IMF's lending as well as its technical assistance programming. Because if you don't look at all those things, then what you really have are women being brought into a hierarchical system, a patriarchal system where power is exercised in certain ways, and they are then required to replicate the behaviors of using power to dominate and to maintain control at the top and to exploit the bottom. So we must look at the transformation of institutions and not just the numbers game. It mustn't stop here.
That was Winnie Byanyima, Executive Director of Oxfam International, talking about women in the global economy with reporter Jocelyn Frank. You can hear more podcasts like this one at imf.org or on SoundCloud or iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.